I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County cuts a controversial federal grant. San Francisco students go back to school this week. Marin Health employees prepare to strike. BART plans for the worst, and Hollywood gets an invitation from the mayor. Marin County has removed a federal funding source from its proposed two-year budget in response to a coalition of residents who have protested the funding for months. County Executive Derek Johnson announced last week that the budget will not include funds from the State Criminal Alien Assistance Program, which is administered by the U.S. Department of Justice. Four other California jurisdictions have already dropped the SCAP program. The money reimburses local governments for jailing undocumented immigrants with qualifying criminal convictions. Counties need to share detainee data to get the money. Marin received more than $300,000 from the program last year. Kurt Reese organized the protest as co-chair of the Marin Democratic Socialists of America. He said he's worried that President Trump will focus an enforcement surge in the Bay Area just as he did in Minneapolis. The Marin Board of Supervisors also announced it had joined an amicus brief opposing the Fed's handling of immigration enforcement in the Midwest. The county has joined a nationwide lawsuit against Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem in federal district court in Minnesota, as well as a companion case in Illinois. The San Francisco Public Schools will reopen this week after district leaders and the teachers union reached a tentative agreement early Friday, ending the city's first educator strike in nearly 50 years. The San Francisco Unified School District and the United Educators of San Francisco announced the deal after a 13-hour bargaining session. Nearly 49,000 students will return to school on Wednesday after the President's Day and Lunar New Year holidays. The two-year agreement includes raises and fully funded family health care beginning January 2027, with the district covering half the costs starting this July. The agreement also includes more support for special education, limits on the district's use of artificial intelligence, sanctuary protections for students and educators, and continued funding for programs supporting unhoused students and families. Nearly 500 technical and professional employees at Marin Health Medical Center plan to strike this week, joining about 700 nurses represented by the California Nurses Association. The 24-hour strike, organized by Teamsters Local 856, is scheduled to begin at 7 a.m. on February 18th. Workers cite a rise in health care costs, which were fully covered under a previous contract. Hospital officials have not responded to a request for comment. BART directors met last week to make contingency plans if a proposed November sales tax measure fails. The transit agency faces budget shortfalls of hundreds of millions of dollars and could be forced to make severe cuts. The staff report outlines phased reductions that could include closing up to 15 stations, eliminating night service, cutting train frequency, laying off more than 1,000 workers, and raising fares by as much as 50%. Over 1,000 union positions are at stake. In the worst-case scenario, BART could shut down entirely. The ballot measure, called Connect Bay Area, would raise the sales tax in the counties of Alameda, Contra Costa, Santa Clara, and San Mateo by a half a cent, and in San Francisco by 1 cent for 14 years. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie has signed legislation to strengthen incentives for movie and television productions to be filmed in the city. The measure updates the Scene in San Francisco program. It was authored by Supervisor Raphael Mandelman and supported by the full board. The revised program offers rebates of up to 20% on qualified local spending and full reimbursement of city fees, capped at $1 million, for things like permits and police services. Previously, rebates were limited to $600,000 and required most filming to occur in the city. Officials say that since the program launched in 2006, it has generated tens of millions of dollars in local wages and spending. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.